You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently over at Fort Bragg, two of their soldiers and two African immigrants have been indicted by a North Carolina grand jury for basically what amounts to be immigration fraud. And apparently there was a ring of soldiers who paired up female soldiers with foreign citizens basically to get married, to exchange legal residency for Army marriage benefits and cash. And this is hardly something that is confined to the military. In fact, I was aware that this was going on in Los Angeles, where foreigners who wanted to become U.S. citizens would come to this country. They would offer a huge amount of money to a young man or a young woman to marry them. They would get married. They would become citizens. And then down the road, they'd file for a quickie divorce. And that was basically it. And I forget what the going price for that was, but it wasn't cheap. So apparently they got onto this base at Fort Bragg, and it involved apparently the investigation goes back to December after Army officials notified federal agents that a female soldier at Fort Bragg had entered into a contract marriage arranged by other soldiers with a Ghanaian immigrant. Okay. Over the last weekend, of course, we had the European Union elections. The results were spectacular, to say the least. The populists and the nationalists did very well. The Remainers did very, very poorly. It looks like basically the people of Europe have expressed their wishes to not be more integrated, but to go back to being sovereign individual nation states. Now, the final results of the EU elections are still trickling in, but the overall picture is pretty clear. Euro-federalists have lost ground. They still outnumber the Euroskeptics, but not by much. And it's the first time ever in the European Parliament's 40-year history that the giant Europhile EPP and S&D blocs haven't had a majority between them. However, the equally Europhile ALDE group has 115 members of parliament to throw into the mix now, so the EU Parliament can continue its rubber stamping untroubled. But I think the writing is on the wall for the next election. Now, one of the parties that did really well all across Europe were the Greens. And besides the Brexit Party, the Greens were big winners in Germany, France, Austria, Sweden, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Great Britain. And in the conservative mindset, green issues are one of those politically neutral, morally and socially positive causes you can embrace without betraying your principles or alienating your base. Going green is a safe bet. But apparently there is now a concern that the Greens need to be disposed of, because they are dividing the vote. And had the Greens not been in there, the Euroskeptics might have taken a majority. And it's entirely possible. Okay, Remainer John Barco has vowed to stay on as Speaker of the House of Commons past July after threatening to block a no-deal Brexit. Now, this risks sparking a French rift with Eurosceptic Tories, who have accused him of using his supposedly neutral role in Parliament to try and keep Britain in the European Union. Supposedly, Bercow's term as Speaker of the House of Commons is supposed to end in July. But he's threatening he's going to stay. He's not going to step down. And he's going to block the no-deal Brexit, which more and more people seem to think is what is about to happen. Story out of the Daily Mail. European leaders will delay Brexit again and again and again to avoid getting the blame for a no deal. If Boris Johnson or Dominic Raab try to tear up the withdrawal agreement. So this is what it's coming on down to. Will there be some kind of a deal or not? And of course, every deal that's been put forward so far has been to basically give Europe the keys to the kingdom, to reduce Brexit to in name only, if you will. And that's why Theresa May got into trouble. So a lot of people are saying just a no deal Brexit. Let's just tear it up and just leave. So apparently, Brussels is opposing any attempt by Britain to leave with no deal by trying to force more delays on the Great Britain. And the EU is said to be preparing to extend Article 50 more than once if the new Tory leader tears up Theresa May's deal with the bloc. So we have these candidates out there, Boris Johnson, Dominic Raab, Andrea Leadsom, and Esther McVeigh have all said they will pull Britain out with no deal unless the EU rips up the Irish backstop from Mrs. May's withdrawal agreement. And Eurocrats are ready to shove Britain back to the wall and delay Brexit after October 31st if a hard Brexiteer takes over as prime minister, which I think at this point is very, very likely. And it just goes on and on and on. Just leave. Just leave. There's nothing in Article 50 that says there has to be a deal. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, the EU Parliament is basically looking at gains among the Eurosceptics. They had a surge of right-wing parties in the European Parliament elections that will enable them to form a strong, what they describe as patriotic faction. Jörg Muthen, the federal spokesman for the Eurosceptic Alternative for Germany political party and its lead candidate in the vote. And the victory of the populist parties in most European countries will enable us to form a strong patriotic faction in the EU Parliament. We should reach 25% of the total numbers of the members of Parliament. That's definitely very, very significant. I think the next time elections come around, I think the Eurosceptics might take it. Fox News is still going on about how Mueller has resigned and disbanded the special counsel's office. It's like nothing else is going on in the world. There are no wars anywhere. There are no bombs falling. So we'll talk about Mueller all day here. All righty. Now, the victory of the right-wing parties in Italy, France, and Great Britain is just the first step toward changing EU rules and policies, according to Italian journalist Daniele Pozzati, who shared his vision on opportunities and obstacles in the way of the political right in the European Parliament. And he's out there saying a new Europe has been born, founded on work, freedom, people, and rights. This came from Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini following the League's Sunday victory in the European Parliament elections. So Politico argued that the League's victory is likely to have more impact at home than at Brussels, but it will have an impact. The message is clear. Yes, the Europhiles are still in charge of the European Parliament, but by a slim margin. And the message has been sent. The people of Europe do not want more integration. They don't want a federalized European Union. They want to go back to being their own separate, sovereign, independent nations with their own cultures and closed borders. That's what they want. Okay. Getting into the world of political correctness, up in Sweden, the Swedish government is getting ready to ban ancient Viking symbols on the basis that they constitute incitement to hatred. And the official reason for banning the runes is that Nazis used some of them during the Second World War, such as the Odal rune that means O, and the Tyr Tuas rune that means T. And reportedly, the Social Democratic Minister of Justice, Morgan Johansson, is behind the initiative. According to the proposal, Old Norse symbols and jewelry may also be banned as incitement to hatred. This includes the hammer of the Norse god Thor, the Valknut, Odin's knot, and the Vegvisir, which I have no idea what that is. But again, they're ripping their culture apart in the name of social justice. And I think that's utterly ridiculous, especially Thor's hammer. That is such an icon for all those people descended from the Vikings. It's just absolutely silly. Absolutely silly. Okay, yesterday we were talking about how Chuck Canterbury Jr. was nominated to become the next ATF director, and he came on in saying that he was a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. Well, maybe not. Over at the National Association for Gun Rights, their president, Dudley Brown, is warning that this guy is an anti-gunner. And apparently Canterbury has a long history of publicly supporting and endorsing anti-gun policies, anti-gun Supreme Court nominees, and anti-gun high-ranking government officials. In his official capacity as president of the National Fraternal Order of Police, Canterbury has supported radical anti-gun Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, supported former Attorney General Eric Holder, Obama's head honcho who ran the Fast and Furious Gun Running Program, and he's also supported expanding the federal government's gun registration schemes. So, another poor choice by Donald Trump. Another poor choice by Donald Trump. Let's see. I'm looking at my email, and I've got an email about the Pope. I'm sure that Pope Francis sleeps very nicely at night, knowing he has a nice, huge wall surrounding the Vatican. Though it was built in the 800s, it did help the future popes from attacking them. Yeah, there was definitely a lot of that going on. Let's see. Apparently, all right, I just typed a message to our control room. So let's talk about computers. If you travel, you know that there are these airport charging stations where you can plug in your smartphone and laptop and just get a free charge. Well, apparently hackers are now basically breaking into those and adding malware. It's called juice jacking. And these USB ports are modified to install malware on your phone or steal your data. Boy, you can't get away from these guys, can you? So security experts are issuing a warning to travelers to think twice about using the airport charging stations because it does put you at risk. Gee, I'm wondering if maybe somebody could come up with a charging cable that just carries the 5-volt signal and blocks off anything that's higher frequency than that. That would be a safe charging cable. Wouldn't be able to do anything else with it, but at least you'd know that you were kind of... Okay, somebody just said they have those... Yeah, okay, apparently. Good idea. Somebody's already built it. Okay, we're all fans of Google Earth, or if you're not, you should be. It's a great deal of fun, even though the pictures can be years out of date. It's great for basically traveling around in virtual space, seeing the world, seeing the geology. I remember when I first started playing with it, that was my primary interest, and that goes way back when it was still called Keyhole, and long before they had the 3D buildings and any of that stuff. But it is a powerful tool. It's great for kids to learn geography, geology, and see some historic places without actually having to go there. Well, apparently the Army has now one-upped that with a new mapping technology that's expected to transform training and simulation exercises. And apparently they unveiled it at the IEEE Transportation Electrification Conference and Expo last May 15th in Stockholm, Sweden. And apparently this new sort of Google Earth on steroids actually looks inside buildings. Now, I don't know how they get the data or whether they're simply intuiting what the interior of the building actually looks like. I haven't seen this system myself, but that would be very, very, very impressive. Okay. A co-founder of Wikipedia is saying that Wikipedia is broken. It is run by bad actors and special interests to smear all voices of dissent. Yes, they're absolutely correct. I mean, on matters of technical issues, Wikipedia is very reliable. When you get into politics, it is very much skewed, very liberal in its approach. Years ago, a long time ago, there were Wikipedia articles about whatreallyhappened.com and Michael Rivero. And somebody got into the article about Michael Rivero and put some untruths in there. So I got into the article on Michael Rivero and corrected the untruths. The next day I came back, the untruths had been replaced. And when I tried to correct it, I was locked out of the article on the excuse that Michael Rivero was not considered an expert on Michael Rivero. And I went public on that, and the articles about me. The articles about me were simply deleted. So I have been banned from the Wikipedia universe. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with a couple of tech issues here. Okay. The Supreme Court of the United States has upheld a portion of the Indiana abortion law that requires aborted babies' remains to be buried or cremated. In other words, they're given a proper funeral and not just sold off to a flavoring company. We got to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So let's talk a little bit about Kratom. There's still a debate going on as to whether it's going to be scheduled and made unavailable. And as a matter of fact, the local health food store where we had been buying Kratom for Claire has stopped carrying it in advance of an FDA ban. And on a personal note, that stuff got us through the first 3 months of Claire's back injury, when we couldn't get her into Straub, and we knew something was wrong with the back. We didn't know what. We didn't realize she had a fracture. And the only pain management we could get was the Kratom. So Kratom is a Southeast Asian tree, long history of use in traditional medicine in the region. And the plant's leaves are widely consumed for pain relief, treatment of opioid addiction, and other uses. Now, its efficacy and safety are officially unproven, but Kratom use has spread to the U.S. and Europe. Now that researchers are starting to study it seriously and look at its natural pain relief benefits, and researchers reporting in ACS Central Science that a metabolite of a kratom alkaloid could be responsible for the treatment's therapeutic effects. Now, this is something coming out of nature. It's not coming out of a laboratory. And, of course, that explains the reason to ban it, to keep us dependent on what's coming out of the, pharmaceutical corporations. There have been attempts to limit all kinds of supplements. They banned nanosilver for a while until public outcry got that rescinded. They've been talking about trying to basically outlaw do-it-yourself vitamins. They want those to be prescription. And it's all about making you dependent on the pharmaceutical corporations. And I think we're at a time right now where we should be working on declaring our freedom and our independence from corporate medicine, given that so many of their products are, in fact, harmful and less effective than what we find in nature. And speaking of nature, one of the other things that Claire and I like to use is called Manuka honey. Now, this comes from down in Australia, and Manuka is the name of a flower. And so there is this bee colony apiary that is right next to a field where the Manuka flower grows, and the bees will get the pollen from the Manuka blossoms, and they bring it back, and they make their honey. And Manuka honey is famous for being an antibiotic, and it outperforms antibiotics in treating respiratory infections. Manuka honey killed 90% of the bacteria tested. This is really good stuff. Unfortunately, it's a little pricey, but you can get it at places like Down to Earth and other health food stores. So they're looking at this as possibly a treatment for cystic fibrosis patients following preliminary work by experts at Swansea University. And again, this is from nature. It's something that we have co-evolved with. And the big pharmaceutical industries, they don't want you to know about this stuff. They don't want you knowing about these natural treatments that work very, very well, even though many of the pills and capsules being sold by the pharmaceutical corporations are derived from natural sources. They just want to run it through their factory, put their trademark on it, and put a price markup on it. So it's a big scam. It's just a huge, huge scam. All right. Yesterday we were talking about SpaceX. Pardon me. And how they launched a total of 60 satellites for the Starlink constellation with a single launch. That's a record. And at least for the moment, those of you able to see the Starlink constellation, it's just these 60 satellites are flying more or less in a straight line across the sky. And I really do need to see if there's somebody who's out there with a prediction of where and when it can be seen. And eventually, they're going to start drifting apart because they're aiming for a large, where they're ultimately going to be in the constellation. Meanwhile, they're starting the investigation of the Dragon spacecraft explosion. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called to talk to you about pain relief. Seeing as I'm in a bunch of it right now with all the wet, all the wetness going on up here in Canada, all the rain and such. Glucosamine.
Yes.
Heard of it?
Yes.
Turmeric.
Yes.
Right. Melatonin.
Is that? We haven't played with that one.
To help you sleep, right?
Yeah.
Part cherry juice.
Yes.
Have you ever tried that one?
Yeah, back when I was dealing with gout.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, something that's probably illegal, you know, in your country, or sorry, in your state, pot, indica strain.
Well, we're allowed to have medical marijuana in Hawaii. It's not legal for recreational, but if you can get a doctor to prescribe it for you, you can get it here.
If. Right?
Yep.
If you can get a doctor, yeah. I bet you you would probably have the same problems that people would, you know, used to have up here in Canada, where the doctor was always worried about losing his license because of, you know, you've got people looking to basically either grow marijuana or whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the indica strain, it's the mellower strain, obviously, right? It's supposed to be good for alleviating pain, insomnia, relaxing muscles. You know, some people don't like the buzz, right? And so that's a big problem, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's that. Unfortunately, that's about all I know. I know that you're in a very wet environment where you live.
Yes.
That help, does it?
Well, I mean, the salt air, you know, basically chewed up my black powder guns, which weren't properly blued when we moved here. And I didn't open them for like 4 months until after we got here. And that's when I realized what a mistake I'd made. But yeah, it's very wet, it's very damp, very salty, very corrosive.
So does the dampness bother your joints?
It's kind of hard to say, you know, where our joint pains are coming from. But I suppose we'll find that out this fall when we move to Indiana, which is going to be a lot drier. And hopefully that's going to make our joint pains a lot better.
Mike, I can guarantee it will. I can guarantee it because when I turned about 42, I was out in Nova Scotia in the springtime. You know, it's kind of damp, really damp out there. And that's when I found out I had the had osteoarthritis. I couldn't even lift my arms over my head.
Yeah.
And this year I'm taking a real beating with all of this rain. That's why I'm mentioning all this stuff. I'm taking all of it. All of it. Instead of, you know, stuff like acetaminophen, which obviously is bad for your kidneys and liver.
Yes.
And, you know, ibuprofen, you know, the NSAIDs, and there are worse ones than that, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's heating pads, a big friend too sometimes, right?
Well, we've just discovered that in addition to her spinal fracture, Claire also has osteoarthritis of the spine. So we're going more with like the cold packs and the back brace. And as a matter of fact, after the show today, I have to take her back to the doctor.
Yeah, you know, I understand what you're going through. Osteoarthritis is not a good thing. But, you know, obviously you've heard of some of the stuff I've mentioned here, whether or not it works or not, you know, I don't know. But at least I'm not taking, you know, the medications that can cause harm.
Yes.
You know, because I need, you know, sometimes the pain, Mike, is so unbearable, right? I just turn the shower on as hot as I can stand it and just stand inside of it waiting for some of this, you know, some of these aches and pains to go away. So I feel for you. I hope you have a good show, Mike, and good luck with the Indiana move. I bet you it works out for you. Drier climate. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to that, not to mention the lower cost of living. It's just gotten too expensive here on this rock. And, you know, after all these years on this island, I'm getting island fever. You know, it's a very small place. I've seen everything there is to see. And, you know, for somebody who's a geology fan, it's a little bit boring. It's the wonderful world of basalt, and that's about it. So, yeah, I'm ready to go back to the heartland of America. And, of course, the other fact is I get asked to speak at a lot of symposiums and conventions, but they don't have the money to bring me all the way from Hawaii. So if I'm in the middle of the country, Indiana, I'm going to be able to go out and do a lot more public speaking. And I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here, we're talking about how they're starting the investigation into the destruction of SpaceX's astronaut taxi. And I mean, looking at the footage, basically, it looks like one of the emergency escape thrusters simply exploded. And unfortunately, it blew the spacecraft up, the Dragon capsule. So, so SpaceX and NASA have managed to clean up the accident site. They're now focusing on what caused the mishap. And yeah, I wish them a lot of luck. What can I tell you? I wish them a lot of luck. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei has basically signaled that it's a waste of time holding more negotiations with the United States, describing it as a total loss, fruitless, and harmful. And Iran will absolutely not sit for talks with America because, first, it bears no fruit. Second, it is harmful. And I can understand why he's coming from that position, because the United States walks away from its agreements. Trump pulled out of the P5+1 agreement, just walked away from it. So why make another agreement with the United States of America with that kind of behavior? All righty. Turkey has sent some of their servicemen to Russia to train on the S-400 missile system, despite pressure from the United States. And Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar says the delivery of the Russian-built S-400 missiles to his country might be delayed until after June, irrespective of U.S. pressure and threats of more sanctions on Ankara over the purchase. So this is what the United States does. Don't buy their weapons, buy our weapons, or we'll sanction you here. Apparently, we've gone back to the days of McCarthyism. And I'm looking at this story here about Russian immigrants to this country who are just being interviewed by FBI agents. They haven't done anything. They don't know anything, but they're just being checked out. So, anyway. George Galloway is out there saying that Brexit bludgeon batters Britain's politics all over again. He's certainly right about that. It was a tremendous upset. And it's a real mess over there. And hopefully they're going to get it settled down. They're going to be able to finally get out of the EU. I know the EU does not want them to leave. They're trying to figure some way they can derail this. But I think this last EU election really kind of sent a message. The people living in the EU don't like the EU. And they really want to go back to being sovereign, independent nations with closed borders. Mostly the part about the closed borders. Okay. All right. So getting on back to China and the trade war, we were talking earlier about the rare earth elements, but China has another hammer that they could bring to the table, and that is dumping the $1 trillion of U.S. debt that they hold. You know, just dump it on the market and discount it, and that would play havoc with the U.S. dollar around the world, play havoc with our own domestic economy. All of this push for globalism and interconnected economies and everything, they really didn't think it all the way through as to how it could be weaponized against us. But here we are. Apparently, last Saturday, Trump doubled down on his promises to work to eliminate the trade deficit with China, warning that the trade deal between the two countries would become far worse to Beijing if it had to be negotiated in his second term, if he gets one. and telling the Chinese not to daydream about him being defeated in the 2020 elections so that a Democrat would give them a better agreement. I'm sure that's probably exactly what the Chinese are waiting for. So apparently Trump is threatening to slap a 25% tariff on the remaining $325 billion in goods coming from China. So up in Afghanistan, the Taliban is claiming that it shot down a U.S. B-52 bomber. And basically, they're claiming that they shot the aircraft down while it was taking off from Shawrab Air Base in southern Afghanistan, apparently earlier today. Now, neither Afghan or U.S. authorities are commenting on the matter. They're not saying anything. But yeah, when they're down low, they're vulnerable. And apparently, the Taliban targeted the bomber with heavy weapons. And the B-52 was said to have crashed after the strike, killing all the crew. All right. Now, Saddam Hussein's granddaughter lives in Jordan. And she has a Canadian university degree. She's got a family. She's authored a book. And she's out there basically going public talking about what life was like under U.S. occupation and saying that it was a terrible experience to go through, having to flee Iraq when it was under attack by the United States. And basically they left Iraq. They went to Syria. Now they're in Jordan. And saying it was a terrible, terrible experience to go through. Iraq was just ruined by the U.S. intervention, if you will. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have a P.O. box address in Hawaii where people can send you things?
No, we just have the street address that's on the donate page.
Okay, all right. Well, I've had a kind of a dearth of work, but next Saturday I will be sending you some things for Claire's back injury. One would be a kilogram of Kratom, and that's free, of course, and some magnesium chloride, which is awesome for arthritis and all kinds of inflammation. Magnesium chloride solution, you spray it on. I've watched two people with swollen arthritic knees. They sprayed it on, and over a period of about 15 minutes, they went down to normal size, and the pain was completely relieved. And then some allantoin as well, which the natural allantoin you don't want to get from the comfrey plant because it has toxic alkaloids, but the synthetic allantoin does not have this. Comfrey, however, is known as knit bone because in the Merck Index of Chemicals and Biologicals, it's listed as a cellular proliferant, and it works with bone or nervous tissue or any tissue. It's extremely non-toxic. I took 5 grams orally by mouth for a few months. Then I cut the dosage down to 2 grams. But I just found a paper from, it's a patent application, actually, that showed that allantoin stops things like Parkinson's and related illnesses, neurodegenerative illnesses like ALS and Alzheimer's, stops it in its tracks. However, the patent application from 2012 was abandoned, and probably the reason was, you know, you can do this yourself, and it's a natural product, so there's a question as to whether it can be patented or not.
Well, I know the pharmaceutical corporations have tried patenting natural substances, and they've run into some resistance at the court. Right. And, of course, it would be absurd for them to be granted patents on things that come from nature, but it just shows how greedy they are.
The thing about allantoin is, and I'll send you some of this, too, you want to take a high dose of folic acid, because, and you want to, of course, take your other nutrients that you need, minerals and vitamins, but folic acid in particular, because there is no cell growth, no new cell growth without folic acid, and that's why they prescribe it for pregnant women, but probably everybody should be on it, you know, from childhood to old age. And, yeah, I've seen some remarkable results with allantoin myself. I combined it with a few other things, and I think I have something that will dramatically impact quite a few different problems. But I hear the music, so I'll let you go.
Yeah, James, I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the gifts. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to be going back to the phones to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's Tim, a first-time caller. I'm a millennial, kind of a younger listener. I wanted to comment today, first and foremost, I saw all the money junkies over there on CNBC. They are clamoring now for not one but two interest rate cuts, saying this is the only way we can keep this thing going. You know, it's just very, very fascinating. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, get your opinions, was on the dancing Israelis. That this story doesn't really seem to be picked up by too many outlets, but that whole story kind of seems to be confirmed. You know, and the part that's frustrating for me is when I try and, you know, educate people, it's just the apathy. So with that, I'll hang up and I want to hear your reaction.
Well, I don't know so much that it's apathy, is that people out of a misplaced sense of loyalty just sort of say silent and go along with the official version of events, even though in their heart of hearts, they may have their own doubts. As far as the corporate media, they're never going to ever report on anything that challenges that official story of 9/11, because they're heavily invested in maintaining that fairy tale. So you're not going to hear the story about the dancing Israelis. In fact, I remember just about the time that 9/11 came out, Carl Cameron over at Fox News had done a four-part story on the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in the United States by the FBI. And it was spying for Israel. And I remember watching the story, and the other commentators around Carl Cameron were out there saying, oh, but they had nothing to do with 9/11. Really, they had nothing to do with 9/11. They just kept pushing that as hard as they possibly could. And so Fox News basically took down the four-part story. They went after websites that were running the videos of the four-part story, but they couldn't get them all, and it's still up on YouTube. So as far as the dancing Israelis, they were obviously in a very good mood. They were pleased by what they were seeing. Witnesses said they arrived before that first aircraft impacted the towers. The video that they shot has never been released publicly, because obviously if it shows the first impact, that right there is prima facie evidence. They knew ahead of time what was going to happen. Some of these dancing Israelis turned out to be Mossad agents. They were all working for a company called Urban Moving Systems, and moving companies are used for cover by Israeli intelligence assets. And the owner of Urban Moving Systems basically left for Israel the very next day, 9/12. So there's a lot to indicate that Israel was part of this false flag operation. I don't think they did it all by themselves. I think by the fact that the Secret Service let George W. Bush sit in that school without evacuating him, that they too knew what the targets of the attack were going to be. And so it was a joint U.S.-Israeli operation. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.